Big Fat Lizard Band, Big Fat Album. I had to. It would be churlish not to with a name like that. And what we've also got here is a real lack of information about this band. Can somebody tell me who they are, please? Because the songs are out there. It's just that I don't know who the band are. And that's a shame, because actually, Big Fat Album is a big fat success. So the first track is called Big Fat Lizard, and it's got a new wave of British heavy metal and early Iron Maiden riffing feel, but then quite a lot of these tracks become a bit rockabilly. Now, quite a lot of metal in the new wave of British heavy metal period was a bit rockabilly sometimes. I mean, a bit boogie and a bit rockabilly. You know, Spider were like that. Remember them? Yes, I'm sure you do. It's groovy, this track, and then it gets a nice... they stretch out in a nice quieter section. It's a really good start, and they don't hang around there. For instance, there's some bass and sass. No, bass and sass. No, bass and sass. Can't make it work. In the verse of Rock Night Long, it sounds a bit rockabilly-ish again, but the middle sounds like Kiss. There's a rockabilly and then a kind of surf rock solo. It is a great deal of fun. Glam metal as well, and I've been waiting. It starts with a heartfelt acoustic kind of feel, then kind of raucous rapscallion, roughneck rock, I would say, in the middle. You've got some more hair metal goodness in Ice on Fire, but Rockatella is sweet and scuzzy sleaze rock. And then they just push in a rockabilly solo again. It twangs a bit. It's a real party atmosphere. Now, Hell Can Wait has a sort of new wave nastiness, although some of the new wave of British heavy metal actually attached itself to that sort of thin new wave feel with a really dashing around radio rock middle and then a snaking solo. It is absolutely super. My Way is more of a rough blues rock banger. But in the verse, they get a little bit funky. It's simple, but it's really effective, and quite a lot of this is. Although the songs do go places. They really do. They access different sounds. So they finish with the classic old Lizard. It's got a massive whittling solo with a big rockabilly twanging bass in it. But the vocal is melodic rock. The main of it is easy to like, harder rock. It's an incredible album, this. I mean, you have to be in the right mood for it, but it goes to, as I say, lots of musical places. It picks up musical ideas that shouldn't really work. It makes them work, and then it says, we've got something else for you as well. I really like this album. Big Fat Lizard. Big Fat Album. Big Fat Zero on the information score, but 10 out of 10 for these songs. Blimey. Ta-ta. Big Fat Lizard Band, Big Fat Album. I had to. It would be churlish not to with a name like that. And what we've also got here is a real lack of information about this band. Can somebody tell me who they are, please? Because the songs are out there. It's just that I don't know who the band are. And that's a shame, because actually, Big Fat Album is a big fat success. So the first track is called Big Fat Lizard, and it's got a new wave of British heavy metal and early Iron Maiden riffing feel, but then quite a lot of these tracks become a bit rockabilly. Now, quite a lot of metal in the new wave of British heavy metal period was a bit rockabilly sometimes. I mean, a bit boogie and a bit rockabilly. You know, Spider were like that. Remember them? Yes, I'm sure you do. It's groovy, this track, and then it gets a nice... they stretch out in a nice quieter section. It's a really good start, and they don't hang around there. For instance, there's some bass and sass. No, bass and sass. No, bass and sass. Can't make it work. In the verse of Rock Night Long, it sounds a bit rockabilly-ish again, but the middle sounds like Kiss. There's a rockabilly and then a kind of surf rock solo. It is a great deal of fun. Glam metal as well, and I've been waiting. It starts with a heartfelt acoustic kind of feel. Then kind of raucous rapscallion, roughneck rock, I would say, in the middle. You've got some more hair metal goodness in Ice on Fire. But Rockatella is sweet and scuzzy sleaze rock. And then they just push in a rockabilly solo again. It twangs a bit. It's a real party atmosphere. Now, Hell Can Wait has a sort of new wave nastiness, although some of the new wave of British heavy metal actually attached itself to that sort of thin new wave feel with a really dashing around radio rock middle and then a snaking solo. It is absolutely super. My Way is more of a rough blues rock banger. But in the verse, they get a little bit funky. It's simple, but it's really effective. And quite a lot of this is, although the songs do go places, they really do. They access different sounds. So they finish with the classic Old Lizard. It's got a massive whittling solo with a big rockabilly twanging bass in it. But the vocal is melodic rock. The main of it is easy to like, harder rock. It's an incredible album, this. I mean, you have to be in the right mood for it, but it goes to, as I say, lots of musical places. It picks up musical ideas that shouldn't really work. It makes them work, and then it says, we've got something else for you as well. I really like this album. Big Fat Lizard. Big Fat Album. Big Fat Zero on the information score, but 10 out of 10 for these songs. Blimey. Ta-ta.